I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Lucas, and Lucas presents with a history of right shoulder pain and difficulty reaching overhead. The initial symptoms have resolved, however, the patient continues to demonstrate excessive upward rotation of the scapula. Which of the following muscles should be strengthened? So we have A, mid trapezius, B, lower trapezius, C, subscapularis, and D is serratus anterior. All right, before we jump into this question, if you are a PT student or PT grad who is planning on taking the NPT in the future, let me tell you, we have a group of over 6,000 PT students and grads. We all get together in this group to help each other to absolutely dominate the NPTE. Yeah, private Facebook group. Now, here's the thing. We've gotten so many people who have just passed this January NPTE. Not only are people sharing the secrets on how to dominate, but we're teaching the PT Hustle method, like how to study 4 hours a day maximum and still be able to crush the NPTE in less than 12 weeks. Listen, you need to get into this group. How do you get there? Pick up your phone right now, okay? Go to www.nptegroup.com. It'll take you right there. I'll see you in the group. Now, let's go ahead and jump into this question. We have Lucas, and he presents with a history of right shoulder pain. That's pretty straight up. I can understand that. Nothing magical. Right shoulder pain. And you can't see me right now, but I actually put my left hand on my right shoulder. Like, I'm actually creating, not just reading this and just creating this image, but I'm actually putting my hand over there. So I register, hey, this is right shoulder pain. All right. And the reason why I'm telling you this right now is because, y'all, this is what I do. This is what I do when I'm actually taking practice questions or I'm in the NPTE. Like, I'm actually creating the true image. I'm making sure I'm understanding what I'm reading. So it says presents with a history of right shoulder pain and difficulty reaching overhead. Okay, I'm like, all right, right shoulder pain, difficulty reaching overhead. Perfect. Nothing too crazy there. It says the initial symptoms have resolved. All right. However, the patient continues to demonstrate excessive upward rotation of the scapula. Let me stop there for a minute. When we say upward or excessive upward rotation of the scapula, what are we even talking about? This is very important. If you don't know this very well, you can check it out on YouTube. You can also go into your Lavangi textbook if you use that in PT school, whatever your kinesiology textbook was. And you can look at what upward and downward rotation of the scapula is. Now, this is what I'll tell you. If a patient is doing shoulder flexion, or if you're doing shoulder flexion or you're doing shoulder abduction, the scapula should upwardly rotate. That's normal. And when you're bringing your hand back down, maybe towards adduction or back down to neutral, then the scapula should downwardly rotate. That's how it normally happens. Again, you may need to go on YouTube and look at how this movement is occurring. Now, my question for you is excessive upper rotation of the scapula normal? Absolutely not. We shouldn't be seeing excessive. So the question for you right now is, what are the muscles that perform upward rotation of the scapula? And hold on a minute, what are the muscles that perform downward rotation of the scapula? That information is what you're going to need to have in order to answer this question with confidence. Cool. So it says here, initial symptoms have resolved. However, the patient continues to demonstrate excessive upward rotation of the scapula. Which of the following muscles should be strengthened? All right. And then we go down to our answer choice. For those of you on the podcast, let me go through these again. So we have A is mid trapezius. B is lower trapezius. C is subscapularis. And D is serratus anterior. All right. Now, you remember when I was just talking to you a few minutes ago about knowing the muscles that perform upper rotation and the muscles that perform downward rotation of the scapula. Can we go through those right now? Can you follow me through? Let's go through the ones that perform upper rotation of the scapula. So that would be upper trap. I hope you got a pen and paper right now. Yep, upper trap is an upward rotator of the scapula. What else does that? Serratus anterior is an upward rotator of the scapula. And what's the last major one that you need to know? It's the lower trap or the lower trapezius. So upper trap, lower trap, and serratus anterior are all upward rotators of the scapula. You better have that written down. Now, why is that important for you? Because listen, y'all, if the patient is demonstrating excessive upward rotation, we don't want to strengthen muscles that are going to do more upward rotation. Like, how is that going to help? If anything, we want something that's going to create what? Downward rotation. So can you help me by telling me what are the downward rotators of the scapula? Let's hit it. All right. Number one, levator scapula could be one. All right. Levator can be. Give me another one. Mid-trap. All right. Mid-trapezius is one. And last one. Give me one more good one. The rhomboids. There's minor and major, right? Okay. So those are the three downward rotators, the major ones that you should know for the MPTE. Levator, mid-trapezius, and the rhomboids, minor and major. Great. Now, the question says, which of the following muscles should be strengthened? The answer has to be a downward rotator. That's the only way I'm going to stop this excessive upward rotation. So let's go through our answers. A says mid trapezius. Hold on a minute. Is mid trap a downward rotator? Yes or no? The answer is yes. Look at your notes I had you write down. Mid trap is a downward rotator. I like this as an answer because if I strengthen the mid traps, is it going to help me to pull that scapula back down into more of a downward rotation? Is it going to help me stop so much of this excessive upward rotation? Yes, it will. I'm going to put a check mark next to that one. Let's go down to B. B says lower trap. Is that an upward rotator or a downward rotator? That is an upward rotator. Here's the thing, y'all. All right, here's the thing. We said lower trap is an upward rotator. This patient already has excessive upward rotation. Do I want to strengthen a muscle that's going to put me in more upward rotation? Absolutely not. I'm putting a big X next to B here. Let's go to C, subscapularis. Now, what is the function of subscapularis? Should be saying to me, all right, so subscap acts primarily as an internal rotator of the shoulder. All right. Now, does it participate much in upward and downward rotation of the scapula? The answer to that is no. That's not its primary function. It's not one of its major roles. So if I strengthen subscapularis, is that going to help me with this excessive upward rotation? No, it won't. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to C. Let's go to D. D says serratus anterior. Y'all help me. Is serratus anterior an upward rotator or a downward rotator? It is an upward rotator. Yes. My question to you, do I want to strengthen serratus anterior, the upward rotator? Absolutely not. Why? Because the patient's already in excessive upward rotation. I don't want to strengthen an upward rotator. So I'm going to put a big X next to D, serratus anterior. And that leaves us really with our final answer, our best answer of A, mid trapezius. There you freaking have it. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. You know, on the NPTE, on your practice exams, wherever, even if you're taking a question of the day, Anytime you get shoulder-based questions, they're typically musculoskeletal, kinesiology, shoulder questions. They tend to be very tricky, am I right? Listen to this real quick. How many of you have gone through a question, right? And it's dealing with the shoulder and the scapula, and they're talking about some movement, and you're like, oh, what does that muscle do? And you're getting kind of confused on what they're asking you for. How many of y'all have gone through that? I know I struggled immensely with it. Well, here's the thing. Even though it's difficult, that's the stuff you need to be ready for on the NPTE. And the way that you get better at it is truly understanding the basics first. Understanding the basic anatomy, right? The musculoskeletal anatomy. Understanding what these muscles do as their function. What is the mid trap? Okay, cool. It's a muscle, you know, on your back. It's great, right? Or on the dorsal side of the body. That's perfect. But what does this muscle really do? Oh, well, it does scapular retraction. Well, that's cool. Does it do anything else, though? Is there anything that the NPT can ask about as far as the mid traps function that maybe I haven't looked at before? Okay, and if you really look at mid traps, it's not just the muscle on the dorsal side of the body. It's not just a muscle that performs scapular retraction. It also does downward rotation of the scapula. So that's the information that you have to have in your back pocket. So when you get questions like this, you're not really thrown off by them. You're not like, oh, I didn't know mid-trap did that. All right, we got to have a solid understanding of these functions. There you go, y'all. So hopefully you were able to use your knowledge, your information to get down to that final answer. Again, congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Like I said, for those of you who are not already in our private Facebook group, listen, we're absolutely killing it. And it's a PT positive atmosphere. So building confidence, getting you ready to absolutely crush the NPTE. If I was going to tell you to do something, it would be this right here. Go to www.mptgroup.com. Join your people right now who are going to absolutely crush the MPTE. Let's get it. All right. But for those of you out there who also need additional help, I do have some musculoskeletal cheat sheets out there for absolutely free. You can get those at www.nptecheatsheets.com. Again, that's absolutely free. So if you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, wherever you are, go into the show notes, click the link in there, you can get it.
Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.